Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Cindy Lissica, good afternoon, good evening, good morning.
Hello,
what is it? I don't know,
Brian.
It's bright in here.
Yeah.
I don't get up this early too often, but we are here in your lovely Revision Space Gallery.
Yes.
In Lawrenceville. Really is a gem in the crown of everything that's going on here.
Thank you.
And you are director and owner of this gallery.
Correct.
So what inspired you to open an art gallery?
Well, it's something that I've wanted to do throughout my life. I've worked in galleries and museums and other art institutions, and I've always kind of kept a catalog of ideas of curated exhibitions in my head, and I've done some curatorial projects in the past as I've moved about the planet. And when I returned to Pittsburgh a few years ago after almost a decade away, I came back to a really exciting city and a lot of opportunities, and one of them was finding this space, and I really wanted to convert it into a gallery. It was a really kind of empty, unused, abandoned space, really, that there's an owner, there have been previous businesses. I think I found evidence upon renovating it that it used to be a bar, probably in the 80s, judging by the haircuts in the photo that I found under the under the furniture. But it was really even the name of it, Revision Space, was something that I mean I've had the domain name for it for quite a long time, for many years, with the idea that one day I would return to Pittsburgh and open a gallery. So,
wow, so
everything kind of came into place. Yeah.
Cooking for a long time then. Mm-hmm. So when officially did the gallery open?
It opened on February 21st of this year.
Okay.
With a solo exhibition by Cy Gavin, who is from the area, and he now lives in New York, and he is a CMU graduate painter. Really, really great work, and it was a lovely turnout and a fantastic show. So it was really a great kind of opening to the gallery, and since then we've had five more shows. Mm-hmm. And we get a lot of great people, and I keep meeting more.
Oh yeah, I imagine.
Like yourself.
Well, thank you, I'm honored. But I imagine working with artists, it's never boring, never dull.
No, not at all. Yeah, lots of great conversations and ideas, and we really work closely together, and that's one of the things that I make sure that is something that I do when I'm curating shows at the gallery. That it's a curated exhibition that we've discussed over. I do a lot of studio visits, and we really work out what the theme of the show is and how we're going to go about it and make it impactful.
So as a curator, do you feel that the artists that you find dictate the theme of a show, or the theme of the show dictates the artists that you seek out?
It's a little bit of both. I suppose it depends on the show. For example, the show that we're in right now is a group show, so there are multiple voices. Mm. There are five artists, actually, and from a couple of locals and a couple of artists that are from national and even international areas, such as Barbara Smith behind us is from France.
Mm.
And so this is a very thematic show with a skull theme. The solo exhibitions are probably more dictated by once an artist is selected, then they're selected because their work is great, you know, and that they have a studio practice, then they're producing work and they're very serious about their work, and then we can really kind of, you know, select right out of the studio.
Sure.
and give a presentation. So
when you were looking to open a gallery, were you looking for specific areas in Pittsburgh? I mean, did you want to be in Lawrenceville, or was the opportunity here with a space that you liked? How did you end up in Lawrenceville specifically?
Well, I live in the area. When I first moved back to Pittsburgh, I moved to Lawrenceville, and now I'm in Bloomfield. But yeah, I mean, it's a really great neighborhood, and there's a great art scene here. There are independent businesses and great new cafes and restaurants, but it's also a very established neighborhood where,
yeah.
I mean, there's a great mix of people here, and so there's a lot of excitement about what's to come, and I'm in the Upper Lawrenceville area, so there's a lot kind of more happening in Lower Lawrenceville, and so I'm trying to...
So that's technically where this is, because yeah, Lawrenceville, it's that whole Butler Street strip, so this is technically considered Upper Lawrenceville.
Yes.
And then
yes.
Everything down closer to town is Lower Lawrenceville. Oh, we need to come up with a new name. I think to say lower makes
it
sound like it's...
There's Lola and Upla.
What? Is
yeah,
that the nickname
we're in
for
Upla
it?
Right
I'm
now.
Getting
Upla.
The Lawrenceville slang here, the Lawrenceville lingo. I really feel a part of this scene now. So, but watch, I'll go into Tamari and be like, hey, how's things in Lola? And I'll be like, what? Yeah. I love Tamari.
Who's Lola?
Have you been to Tamari over here?
Oh, yes.
I live mm-hmm. one of the best
yeah.
happy hours.
Great happy hour. Oh. Mm-hmm.
And the
Tender is a new,
yeah.
new place as well, great cocktails.
And those are places that I think really put a lot of art in their food, in their dishes that they prepare. Mm-hmm. I love it. I hope you get to go out there soon. But I imagine you're very busy here a lot.
I mean, I always find time to get around to the local businesses.
That's what I like
sure.
to hear.
So, you know, drop a few baths.
So with about a year in existence now, how has it been, you know, connecting with the community around here?
Yeah, it's been great. A lot of people come to the events. I try to host different events and work with other business owners and have artist talks, and I also produce catalogs for the artists, and then of course, you know, the openings or closing events, and we even had a fashion show over the summer, so that really gets people to come and meet other people mm-hmm. and kind of, you know, congregate here, and then and otherwise, of course, the gallery is open, you know, in between events as well. And whenever there are, like last weekend was the Lawrenceville studio tour. And then there's other things like Lawrenceville, different community members put together things like there's the cookie tour.
The cookie tour.
Yeah, that's a very popular one.
I need to learn about that
yeah,
immediately.
Yeah, I think that's coming up. I'm not sure the date. Sorry, but yeah.
Are you participating
it's a
in the cookie
early
tour?
Winter one. Yeah, I'm a supporting business, and they give out a map, and people come and collect cookies that are homemade from all the different businesses.
That's really
the,
cool.
The spring one's the Blossom Tour, so that's and then they collect seeds, and then in the coming to winter, there's a cookie tour.
So we can come here and get a cookie
yes.
on that day. Do you know what kind of cookies you're going to have?
No, I don't know yet, actually.
Call me. Let me know.
Okay.
Because I need to
yeah,
bring a
yeah,
really
I'll
big
I'll save some in advance for you.
Bag. Anna, what do you consider to be the attributes of a successful exhibition?
Well, I think that showing, of course, the artists in a really, you know, great light, and kind of having an overall view that is clear, a focused presentation that really actually has an impact on people, you know, when they walk in and they, you know, get into it. What I love is, you know, seeing visitors really engaged in the work and you know every piece and kind of and also asking questions and, you know, creating a dialogue is really important as well. And I know that, you know, that people come to art in different ways. So, you know, some people have a more kind of personal, maybe quiet experience with it, and some people really want to, you know, ask a ton of questions and get to know what the artist is about, and or what the show is about, or what's the message, and let's talk about it, and this makes me think of this. And mm-hmm. There's so many different ways for people to relate, and I don't think there's any one way to kind of push it, but to... So if the show is exciting and presented well, then it's going to get people to react to it in, you know, whichever way that they feel.
So you've really got to keep your audience in mind, I suppose, and that's challenging because everybody's got different tastes.
Yes,
you know,
that's
like
true.
Like, if I was putting together a show, I might love dogs playing poker, but not everybody might be into that. So to what degree is it what you like, and then, you know, really trying to put something together that you think will appeal publicly? Is it a synthesis of those two, or one or the other?
Yeah, I think it's a synthesis. I mean, of course I'm showing what I like. I mean, but there's a lot of different ways to consider, you know, what one likes. And, you know, taste is, of course, it's very particular to each person. But I don't only show one particular medium, or I don't limit the medium. But some, maybe the audience can, you know, especially collectors or just people that are, maybe some people prefer painting, or some mm-hmm. people prefer photography, or ceramics, or, you know, something very specific in terms of medium. But I've presented a range of medium, and it's, you know, some people, of course, you know, prefer one show over another. But for me, it's just, they're all quality artists, and it's quality shows. Mm-hmm. And not everyone's going to like every single show.
Right.
I do, though.
Oh, of course. I should hope so. So what do you, I mean, personally like? Like, what do you decorate with at home? Like, what's your style of art?
Well, I have a range as well. And of course, you know, I have a lot of friends in the art world, and I have drawings, I have ceramics, I have paintings, I have, you know, stuff that's very pop, like a Warhol print that I got from a previous job at the Tate Modern, where there was a Pop Life exhibition that I worked on, and so I have this big red Marilyn in my bedroom, so that's like pow. But I also have some very kind of more I guess quieter, you know, graphite, softer pieces. So I guess it depends on the space. I've moved around a lot, so my space changes pretty frequently, and sometimes, you know, I'll pull out something that I haven't seen in years and decide it's time.
Change it
up
a little bit.
It's time to frame this. Yeah,
So it sounds like you maybe even treat your home like a gallery. You'll change the exhibition every now and then. Mm-hmm, that's pretty neat. Mm-hmm, now, for somebody that has traveled a lot to a lot of different cities, how would you compare Pittsburgh's art scene to the art community in other cities that are in comparable size to us?
Let's see, what's comparable size to us?
I don't think really anything compares to Pittsburgh. I mean, we're really unique, because in some
Pittsburgh
ways it's a huge city, and in some ways it's kind of small. Mm-hmm. But still, I mean, I'm always amazed at everything that's going on here. I think, you know, the arts and culture scene here can hold a candle to that of just about any place.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's actually not, I guess population-wise, it's not a huge city, but it really does, you know, have a strong footing in arts and culture. And I think there's definitely room for, of course, for the gallery scene, which I'm, you know, really, that's the goal, is to contribute to that, to provide more spaces for artists to show their work and have their work presented and curated. And but yeah, Pittsburgh has definitely has a lot going on, and people are very supportive of other people, and you know, doing cool things, doing artistic things, and especially in recent times, I think there was a time when because there's a lot of universities and art students, you know, would be like, well, go off to New York after graduation, and I think that's very much changing now. And not only are people staying and for opportunities here, but they're coming from places like New York.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know, and really loving it because of there's a great attitude here all around.
So. I like to hear that. I really do. So the next time we're down at Tamari for happy hour, you know, can we just kind of stroll in and pay you a visit and see what's going on the walls?
Of course, please. Yes, yes.
What are your hours?
We have weekday hours mainly by appointment, and then Friday afternoons, 2 to 6, Saturdays, 12 to 5. And Sundays we also have by appointment as well.
Okay. And yeah, it's, you don't have to be an art expert to enjoy it and appreciate it. I mean, really anybody can kind of come in here and like really observe what you have. It's always something interesting. And so it can be just browsing or collecting because you do sell from the gallery, yes?
Oh yes, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and we also, you know, we show a range of price points. We also have a kind of like the back room, which is also sort of like a gift shop, so that there are often there are items that relate to the show, and so it really meets a kind of, you know, range of taste, and people will just walk in, or people will you know, hear about the show and want to see, or they're maybe they've heard about this artist before and they want to know more. And we, our website is revisionspace.com. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can, we put up, we're very active in social media, and, you know, the, hopefully we'll be able to implement, more hours as well.
Sure.
But it definitely tends to be, often when we have events on Friday nights, and so at least monthly. And so those tend to draw a crowd, and then, you know, weekends, you know, shopping in Lawrence.
And I've been to one of those, I think. This is a fun little space. I was at the fashion show that you did here, and that was really neat. And fashion, you know, from a certain point of view, is art. But it's, you know, from one point of view, this space is small, but that night it felt like there were 200 people in here, and comfortably, you know. I mean, that's, again, there was a great energy to it. There's a lot of fun things that happen here. There really are.
Thank you.
I have a Velvet Elvis painting. Are you interested?
Oh, is it one of those black velvet? Is it paint by number?
I it's a thrift store chic.
Does that
have a place?
I don't know.
When I say I can appreciate just about anything, I guess I mean it. But what's coming up in the future for Revision Space?
Well, we have a very robust program of exhibitions lined up already into 2015. The next show is Terry Boyd, and it will be a solo show. He's also a CMU graduate, and he has a studio nearby at Radiant Hall, which is also in Lawrenceville. And he has been working on these incredible embroidery pieces. And he's coming from a drawing and painting background, and he also will have some drawings, line drawings. And he's even doing something very, very unique and edgy for the opening. There will be a tattoo artist available here to provide free tattoos of Terry Boyd's artwork.
Wow.
Some drawings, and you will get a certificate of authenticity.
That's awesome.
If you want to do it.
That is really cool. So you can have this art. It's like, if you like that piece of his hanging on the wall, I mean, you could purchase it and take
tattoo
it home, or you could have it permanently etched on your person. And go on with it that way. That is so neat.
Yeah.
Whose idea was that?
It was his.
Wow. Has he done this before?
No, not that. He's done performance pieces, and some of the pieces that are in the show will be the results of those performances. He had a residency where he, I mentioned he does embroidery, and he does sewing pieces now. And one of his performances involves him shooting a bow and arrow through a canvas, and the arrow is attached to the thread, a very thick thread, and then, you know, he goes back and forth and shoots it from different angles so that it creates these threaded lines, and then that's the canvas.
That's pretty neat.
It's going to have a range of work that out of his studio that he's been working on for several months, so I'm very excited about it. Drawings, paintings, and embroidery, and a little bit of an element of, I guess you could call that performance, or the tattoo thing is new territory.
I have never gotten a tattoo. I don't know.
Oh, now's the time.
Maybe. I gotta pick a piece of work that appeals to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a neat idea.
Pretty cool.
I'll be getting one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you pictures out yet?
No.
Okay. So there's still some time.
No, there are still some curatorial decisions to be made between us about what are going to be available as tattoos.
Your personal gallery. Have you had a tattoo before? Is this too personal to ask?
No, I have. Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't decide on what I would want permanently on me forever because my tastes change. Yeah, but it's expensive and painful to change. Is it painful to get one though?
Yes.
Yeah, but you suffer for art.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
Right.
No pain, no gain.
Right? That's what they say.
All right. That's how it goes. I think we've covered just about everything.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to chat about? Anything about Revision Space that we ought to know that we don't know?
Let's see. You're
going
to have to edit this.
Oh, no. Well, actually, I know what I want to ask you, and this can be our closer. As somebody who's worked with a lot of local artists, insider tip, what local artists are the ones that we should be watching right now?
Ooh, okay. Well, I just talked about one of them, Terry Boyd. He is incredible, doing amazing things. And also currently in the gallery, we have Paul Bowden, who has a long history with Pittsburgh. And he lives in Polish Hill, and there's actually, he's done public sculpture. One of them is on the side of a building on Brereton Street. And he is, back in the game creating new work now, drawings and sculptures. And he actually, when I did a studio visit with him, I walked in and saw these giant pieces of basically lion's toes. They were humongous, and it was the parts from the mold that he used to create the. And I went to undergrad at Penn State main campus, and they have the Palmer Museum of Art there, and there are these two huge bronze lion's paws, and he did them.
Wow.
And he's in Polish Hill. And I mentioned earlier Radiant Hall Studios nearby. All the artists there are doing great things. Seth Clark, Ryan Lammy. Miss Dingo is definitely one to watch.
What is the name again?
Miss Dingo.
Miss, as in
Dingo.
Like, as opposed to
Dingo,
Mrs. Miss Dingo. She's a single dingo.
Yeah.
Am I hearing this right? Okay. Miss Dingo, tell me about her.
Miss Dingo, she is fantastic. And she actually has an upcoming show here in February. It opens February 6th. She was in the second show here called Art is Violent. And she is a painter. She went to, she's from Pittsburgh, and she went to Pratt for her BFA. She returned to Pittsburgh last year, and she's really doing these incredible paintings that are very colorful and vibrant and playful, but they also show maybe the dark side a bit of humanity. She's really looking at, there's a lot going on. There are figures with animals and machines, and she's really talking about the kind of relationships that we have with each other and, with our planet.
Yeah, we maybe need to get her on the show here. That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. She's a very interesting person and a wonderful artist. So.
Good deal. So all in all, stepping back, in a phrase or two, what do you feel Revision Space Gallery is all about? What can we expect from a visit here anytime that we come?
I think a visit here will definitely be delightful to the eyes, but also will get you thinking. We're very, very much, want to know and people that come in and what their ideas are as well. And we try to have a real relationship with the visitors and the clients and connect people to art, locally, but also see it as a meaningful part of a dialogue all around that you could take it with you, and how oh man.
You were on a roll. You were doing good there.
I was like, oh, wait, how many sentences is this?
Nobody's counting.
This is a really long run on sentences.
I was engaged. I was there.
Yeah. That's engaged. There's a good word.
You're welcome. That'll be $5.
It's engaging here at Revision Space.
Good. So everybody come on down and visit, especially for Cookie Day.
Yes.
And everything before, after, and
any
in
other
between.
Day. Yeah, we have rotating exhibitions, so, you know, it's great to come regularly. Don't miss them.
Yeah. Get on the mailing list, right?
Email
list to find out what's happening here. You don't want to miss it. Good deal.
Yes.
Great. Good chatting with you, Cindy.
Yeah,
cheers.
Good chatting with you, too.
Here's to art.
To art.
Mm-hmm. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.